Coach, you haven't played since last week, didn't have the Saturday game. I'm sure kids well rested, had a good weekend, and ready to go to work on Monday.
Yeah, they've had a really good week of practice. It's nice to have a little bit of time off. We've played a lot of games in a short period of time, so I think the girls have had a little bit of a breather, and we were able to work on some things that we really needed to work on individually and not just teamwork.
Haven't played chopped liver by no means. You've played some of the better Southwest Conference schools, but even in the losses, working on things against teams like that makes you better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And we've had a hard schedule. You know, Gothenburg was definitely a very good team, and our Southwest Conference is a very good team. So it's nice to play good competition, and we need that because it doesn't get any easier.
You guys see Minden on Saturday, and I'm sure, I don't know if you've watched any film on them and going over all the other Southwest Conference schools. Minden's for real. You'll see them on Saturday.
Yeah, Minden's a great team, and they're very similar to the Gothenburg, so we just need to play our game a little bit more.
How about Hastings? So watch them. I know talking to Coach Creech a little bit, they've kind of been up and down a little bit, some good games, some bad games. So what about that team, watching them on film?
I think they had a rough start to their season, but they've improved every game. They've really improved throughout the season. So, and they're playing different people and different combinations of people recently. So they have a pretty deep bench. A lot of freshmen come in the game and stuff like that. So I think that they're a much improved team.
And over the years, playing Hastings, doesn't matter here or there, you're going to get a bet. And no matter what the records of that team is, you're going to get a good battle.
Yeah, we've always played them really close, and they've played us really close, mm-hmm. No matter whether we're there or they're here. So it's always been a really good competition. And you know, both teams play really hard clear throughout the game, so that's great to see.
4 good days of practice. That's the most important thing. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, getting some work done before this big weekend here.
Yeah, it's been really good practice. I mean, girls have worked hard. We've worked out some of the things that we've seen against Gothenburg and things like that, things that we're probably going to see the next couple games also. Just work on things little bit by little bit and just make sure that the team's still bonding together. You know, come January, it's really hard because basketball is such a long season. So mm-hmm. We've been kind of focusing on just team and making sure that we're all together as a group.
A lot of team goals still out there. I mean, you still got conference tournament. You can do well there and your sub-district building PowerPoints, there's a lot of team goals still in play for this year.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them. And you know, our Southwest Conference is going to beat up on each other. Mm-hmm. So it's all open. And I think the districts are out now, and we know who we're going to play there probably. So we need to just make sure that we focus on the little things, take care of it, maybe try to get districts at our home court. And that means winning the games that we're supposed to win. And the girls know that. And the girls, you know, there's always that transition between knowing how to win and knowing that you're a good team. And I think the girls are starting to realize that they really have a lot of potential and they're a really good team.
I know talking to Coach Creech, he said, looking back at the first quarter of the Gothenburg game, he says, wow, I just saw that and I saw the second quarter and things just didn't go as well the second quarter. But he knows that your girls know, hey, we play like that, you can beat anybody.
Yeah, the second half of Gothenburg was not McCook basketball. Mm-hmm. And the girls know that. And they, you know, once in a while, I guess the good thing about that is it's a great time to have that, you know. And they know that they're a much better team than what they showed the second half. But, you know, sometimes you have that. And as long as we stay together as a team, that's what really matters.